Three Atlanta musicians recently joined forces across genre, style, and sensibility. We'll start with Cleveland P. Jones.
Yes, I was a little boy playing grown man games. I didn't know how to treat your heart, so I must admit.
Now, mix what we just heard of Cleveland with John Houston, a classically trained guitarist. Here's his duo 9 string theory. And finally, add the gracefully technological cello sounds of a Corey Johnson, and you have the new ensemble. That's NU, new. They're performing this weekend at City Winery's Classical Brunch with soprano Indra Thomas. And I spoke with Cleveland and John about how these three different musicians and musical styles converged. Your repertoire, I would think, could be described as eclectic. How would you describe it?
I think you hit the nail on the head. you know, the new ensemble came together as the three musicians originally doing different things and having affinity for each other personally, mm-hmm. as well as professionally. So I, as a classical guitarist and with my background in the academy, as a guitar professor at Georgia State University for a number of years, bring one particular approach to music making, and Corey as a composer, as a cellist, as someone who's exploring new media through technology with his instrument, has another approach. And then we have the magnificent Cleveland Jones with his style and his compositions. And we've really seen ourselves as a trio as bringing these different influences together and finding common ground and where the arrangements and where the song choice can blend our styles and our approaches.
How long have you been together?
we played our first public shows together through the ATL Collective. Originally, we played on a Sade album, Love mm-hmm. Deluxe, the reproduction that the ATL Collective did for that. And my duo, 9 String Theory, was playing on one song, Like a Tattoo. And Cleveland and Okori were playing on
Pearls
by Sade. And so we each got to hear each other do our things, and that's how the relationship started. But our first concert was
in August 19th. Yeah.
At
Ebenezer.
Right.
Ebenezer Baptist Church.
The new ensemble really is new.
Very new.
Just we
just twisted the spelling.
You mentioned that when you heard each other at ATL Collective, you knew you wanted to work together. What was it that gave you that idea?
Well, to me, it was brilliant. I look at them as brilliant people, brilliant artists. So when I hear, or rather see and witness John and Okori play, I mean, I feel like I'm in a piece of heaven. So for me, it's really easy to just go along with the flow. I trust them. So when we're playing, I don't have to look back and say, okay, I don't know what's going to happen here. It's just it's just very innate to me. So it's kind of just, I can't really explain this. It's like a built-in thing of like, okay, I know what's going to happen. Now, we're not going to crash and burn here. It's going to happen. It's going to be beautiful. And you flow with that, you know, versus it needing to be extremely structured. But for the most part, don't get me wrong, there is structure. But in the moment, if there is something that takes us to a place, we're not afraid to go there. So if, like me, I'm a pretty emotional, sensitive singer. I admit that. I'm just with people that I really trust and I'm excited. And I want to go tour the world with these guys. You know, that's a big goal. It's not just something we just happenstance just to do. It's when I felt it the first time we really had that first performance, I said, I want to travel the world with these guys. And it's going to happen. I'm going to speak into existence.
I think it does start with an admiration. I mean, when I first heard Cleveland sing, I immediately compared it to one of my 5 favorite vocal performances I've ever heard in my lifetime. So the first thing I think is I would love to be a part of anything that this man is doing.
Wow,
but then simultaneously with my own background, I've always been trying to find a way to bring the older tradition to the newer audience.
Mm-hmm.
So I, as a musician, have been craving collaboration with other instruments that brings out a new sound, mm-hmm. sort of maybe a new wine in old bottles or some type of metaphor like that. Mm-hmm. Some like way that. With it that the music can be heard in a new way as an arranger and as a performer.
Give us an example of your repertoire.
At Ebenezer, we did My Funny Valentine. We did arrangement of Summertime mm-hmm. by Gershwin from Porgy and Bess. And on this particular program, we tried to get a blend of things. I know that Okori and I are each going to do a solo so as to sort of focus on the instruments that we're bringing to the show.
Right.
But in addition, we're going to do some Christmas songs, we think, because it is the season. We're going to be doing one of Cleveland's originals, a great song called Patience. And there's a whole slate of other things we're exploring and looking into.
Okori plays cello.
Yes,
that's right.
But it's a very original take on cello, isn't it?
It is.
How would you describe his style?
From my personal viewpoint, it's a layering and it's an unearthing at the same time, I think. When I listen to Okori play, speaking specifically about his use of technology and his use of recorded loops, he will actively record and then play over parts so that he creates a choral effect within his cello. And that's what I mean by the unearthing, the sort of the underlying harmony gets revealed through a layering process. And at the same time, you know, the buildup that happens with that, the textures that get brought. Is really impressive, and it's something as a soloist you can only do when you're blending with technology and using these recorded loops and delay patches and that sort of thing that he's very good at.
Your arrangements. I mean, this is not traditional scoring.
Well, I was just working this morning on Christmas Time is Here by Vince Guaraldi, which we're planning on doing, which I think is a wonderful piece. I think we trade off, wouldn't you
we
say
do.
That?
Yeah.
Our influence on the programs is
blended. We all have a part in it. We all say what we feel and we kind of go from there. Like, you know, we're all composers.
Yes.
But we just go whatever really honestly feels right.
That's right.
You know?
The arrangements come together when we come together. So like for Summertime, it was just an extremely natural process that happened because, you know, I would start to play the chord progression and Okori started with sort of a counter melody in the cello. And once Cleveland began to sing, he kind of just naturally, at the end of that first chorus, just naturally went into a solo mm-hmm. that had an exchange between Okori and Cleveland. And it's that part, I mean, that's, you know, as a classical trained person, that all makes me very nervous. But then this is where Cleveland and Okori really hit their stride as improvisers. And they just flow into this thing that is just miraculous. So that's kind of how we work. When we mm-hmm. we don't sit down and say, this
pretty
is
pretty organic.
Genre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of trusting going on here.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to witness the jazz improvisation with a classical anchor here.
Why not?
Well, it sounds like a wonderful combination, and I wish you well. I
Thank
wish
you.
For you that the new ensemble becomes an old ensemble.
I like that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. And you ain't home yet. Why did you run away? Yes, baby.
Cleveland P. Jones is singing here. I spoke with him and classical guitarist John Houston about their group, the New Ensemble, which also includes cellist Okori Johnson. They perform at City Winery's brunch series this Sunday. The concert and brunch begin at noon.